Okay, welcome to episode one of Bread All Bone Academy's Read It Racism podcast 2024. S2 RME class 2.3 have been working on the Read It Racism project, and as part of this project they have read a book that deals with the important contemporary issue of racism. They've looked at how racism is explored in the book, and then they have produced podcasts that highlight how the book explores this main theme, and also what they, as young people, have learned and think about racism.
So episode one is by Earley and Megal. I hope you enjoy.
Hi, we are reading the book The Boxer by Natishi Shukla and creating a podcast about it. We chose this to show how racism can affect people, and we've discussed this in the class and we've acted out some parts. Okay, Megal, you mentioned racism in that. Can you give me a definition of what racism means?
Racism is a physical or mental thing done to people as a different race or religion that will make them sad or annoyed.
That is a really good explanation, and I'm so happy that someone wrote a book about it. Could you give me a short summary on the book about where, like, it's set and all that, and like what's happening and some signs of it?
Yeah, of course, I'll of course do that. The book starts off with Sunny having her first day of college. She had samosa for tea and decided to bring the rest over for lunch. When Sunny had opened her food in class, the teacher had told her to take her bad-smelling food outside. Throughout the book, it shows the impact on racism towards others and how it can affect on an individual.
Thank you. That was just amazing. Like, that is putting the best words ever, and that is so sad that a teacher would say that.
I know, it's awful.
Right, well, you did kind of give me an incident, but could you choose an incident where there's racism behaviour inside of it? The book, obviously.
Yeah, of course. Shobi's ex-boyfriend calling her a packy is a great example of racism and a moral issue in this situation. It's extremely wrong to call anyone that name, as it's very disrespectful and rude. I think whoever said that this was straight up inappropriate and a horrible thing to say. Society should stop racism.
That is honestly so wrong to say that to anyone, especially someone that you used to be dating. Like,
it's just awful. Humanity has gone wrong.
Can you give me a short passage or quote from the book that expresses an important message about racism, please, if that's okay?
Yeah, no worries. The quote, "You smell of curry." This quote expresses an important message because people take things different to some people. Could just ignore them. But some people really take it to offence and could seem really down. Or some people could actually find out and do something stupid or feel really down.
Right, so I mentioned at the start that I thought it was really good that the author decided to write a book like this. Can you tell me why the author decided to write the book, and like, is it from personal experience or is it from like other stuff like that, if that's okay?
I think he wrote The Boxer because he wanted young people to have the language to talk about the trauma of racism. I felt very motivated to not let anyone say anything bad about me or any racist comments towards anyone, and not let them affect me and stand up for myself and others.
So, is the issue of racism relevant to you? Like, do you see it going about on your daily basis?
No, it's not, and I'm very grateful about that.
If you know someone, or do you know someone who is racially abused, what would you do, or what have you done?
Make sure they're all right to begin with, then make them feel better by doing something they love. Then showing them how to deal with it without doing something silly.
Would you call the police and tell another authority figure? If not, why not? would you not like phone the police? Because I thought it'd be quite good to like let them know, but if you wouldn't, why would you not?
If it's just a silly little word saying, but if it's physical, then maybe, yeah. But no, I would not, because the police would have bigger things to deal with, so I would go to someone else who knows them well enough.
So do you think that racism will affect your future?
No, probably not, because my future doesn't really affect my future that much, does it? Because it's not me getting picked on, but I say that but much because it's hurtful to hear what's going on.
What actions do you think? What actions do you think that individuals in society should take to stop racism, as it's so wrong and just disgusting?
Not jail, because there's not enough room for that. So get another place that's like jail for racism.
So have you developed any knowledge or skills from this like project while you've been doing it?
I've got a much better understanding of racism.
Oh, that is really good to hear. I feel like a lot of youngsters don't know about it anymore. What was the most challenging part of the project for you?
Working up to the podcast.
Yeah, I must think it might be quite scary doing a podcast.
Yep.
What did you enjoy most about the project though?
Sitting in the library and getting the book read to us.
Honestly, it's better than reading the book.
Yep.
So, final thoughts from participating in this project. What do you think is the most important thing you've learned about the issue of racism?
Don't say anything you know is not right, because it can really hurt some people's lives, like Nikesh Sakula.
What message or piece of advice would you give to the other young people about the issue of racism?
If you don't have anything to say that's nice, don't say it at all. About racism or not, you wouldn't like it if it was getting told to you.
Well, that was just amazing. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to answer those questions for me.
You're so welcome.
Bye! Bye.
Thank you very much for all your hard work in creating your podcast, girls. That was absolutely amazing. And what I really enjoyed was the conversational tone that you used throughout, especially the way you kind of responded to each other. So Airlie, when you asked the questions and then Megal answered, and then Airlie, you would then give a comment on that answer to continue that conversation. And the questioning techniques used were really good as well.
Yes, I agree with you entirely. And what hit me in the way, what came across in this podcast, was that they had clearly had time to reflect on racism throughout the project that they'd done, and really showed that they understand how racist actions can impact on others and how it makes them feel. And they were clearly very empathetic in this regard. So I really liked that. That came across in the podcast. And I have to say, as a librarian, I also liked that that they loved listening to the story in the library. That always makes a librarian happy. So well done, girls. Thank you very much for completing episode one of the Read It Racism 2024 podcast. And we look forward to being back with episode two next week.